and the coronavirus has torn through parts of the Midwest in places like Chicago and Detroit, and now Indianapolis. The state of Indiana has now more than 5,900 confirmed cases. Marion County, where Indianapolis is located, has a per capita case rate higher than Chicago. Joining us now is Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett. And Mayor, how is your healthcare system doing? And do you see the city of Indianapolis reopening anytime soon, as the president has said he wants the country to do?
As of today, I think that our healthcare system and our healthcare providers are keeping pace. In Indianapolis, Tanya, we have a stay-at-home order. Closure of all school facilities has been ordered by the governor, and a prohibition on all but essential businesses being open. So we're not at the peak yet, but we have reason to believe that perhaps by the 1st of May, we will have seen the peak come and go. And we hope that, not that we can go back to business as usual. I think this is going to be a long, slow process to regain what this virus has done, not only to the people, but certainly to the economy as a whole.
Sure, sure. You mentioned schools closing, and they are closed. I want to ask you a little bit more about Indianapolis schools. So the public school district actually faces quite a few challenges. Many homes are without broadband internet access. You've created this $2.6 million fund to support e-learning. How is this money going to be used specifically?
What we're going to do is the money will be used to find solutions primarily for low-income families who don't have internet or the technology for e-learning. It's also going to be used to help our teachers better prepare through the e-learning system. Many communities throughout the state are pretty used to e-learning, particularly during the winter months if schools are closed because of inclement weather. But no one is prepared for the type of e-learning that needs to be engaged in until schools are officially done with their academic year toward Memorial Day weekend or early June.
Easter is a few days away. Governor Holcomb has said church services are not essential. Meanwhile, your former governor and current Vice President Mike Pence has said he will be enjoying Easter church service from home. Do you agree with them? And what would you say to other states that are really weighing whether to have religious gatherings this weekend?
I agree with the Vice President that the best way and the safest way to help us get through this crisis is to avoid any type of large gathering. Now, this is clearly an important period for people of faith throughout Indiana. I mean, Passover began last night. We're in the middle of the Christian celebration of Holy Week. But I, too, will be worshiping on Easter Sunday morning along with my family virtually. And in fact, there are many churches who will be on Sunday morning in Indianapolis providing drive-by communion. So I'm very pleased that the religious community in this important and sacred time of the year has really stepped up and understood that, unfortunately, we need to avoid every large gathering, including our worship.
That's Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett. Mayor, thank you so much for this update and your time.
Thank you, Tanya.